This is University Radio Nottingham.
If you just want to kind of give a summary of, you know, who you are, you know, what your course is, and sort of the role you're running for.
Mm-hmm.
So a general summary of yourself, I suppose.
Yeah. So my name's Jem. I'm first year mental health student, and I'm running for the welfare and wellbeing officer.
Lovely.
This year.
So what is it that made you want to run for being welfare officer?
Well, I had seen all the work that had gone on last year at the uni. I've spoken to the welfare officer, the previous one, and seeing how interactive it is with all the students, being able to kind of run your own projects and actually have the power to enforce things, especially that matters to students and that I feel quite strongly about myself. Being able to have control of that and actually do something is definitely something that attracted my attention straight away.
So sort of with welfare officer, what are some of the things that you're hoping to implement if you do become welfare officer?
Yeah, so I've looked at the projects that were started last year, such as the project period, which is providing products to all menstruating students on campus, making them available to anyone who needs them, trying to carry on that, because I think it was in the more of a trial period last year, this year, but we're hoping to make it a more permanent scheme at the university, so carrying that forward.
Mm-hmm.
Also encouraging events such as the, you might have noticed, the Bring a Guy To events, so like going to dance, different kind of sports, different events like societies, to encourage men's mental health, like get people talk about it and make more awareness of it. Some of the new things I'd be looking to introduce. One thing is a doggy de-stress, which is, I understand as well, not everyone likes dogs. So there's room for maybe cats or little guinea pigs, rabbits.
Dwarf horses.
Yeah, you know, I'll see if it's possible. But yeah, just around exam periods. And because I think at the moment, the university does offer like dog therapy sessions, but it's not really accessible for all students.
Mm.
So I thought it'd be something that hopefully will be available to all students, especially around exam time, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, let me know if I rub it on a bit too much.
No, that's fine.
Also, a sexual health store. This was a project that was talked about last year, that I'm not sure if it got into place this year, but it's definitely something I'd be looking to do, which is a sexual health store run on campus for 2 days, once a term, which is promoting the sexual health services available on campus, and also encourage sign up of the C-card, like getting people more confident in those kind of things.
Mm.
Another thing, sorry, I'm trying to remember everything. The two things that I wanted to kind of create was a creative competition, which is run once a month on a different theme each month, so, and it'd be relevant to what's happening like nationally, so Black History Month, Pride Month for the LGBT community, and students will submit their work, creative work, so it could be dance choreography, it could be jewellery making, I've got a friend who's into that, music composition, that kind of thing, literally anything creative that students enjoy. Based around the theme, they submit their work, and each month a winner is chosen, and they win a cash prize, the chance to work with a professional in that area, and also have their work displayed on Portland's big screen. So if it's something like jewellery making, for example, it's a good way to advertise like and get business that way. If, you know, it's open to all kind of creativity.
Mm.
And it's really promoting important causes and also encouraging creativity for the mental health kind of side of it.
Yeah, lovely. And so sort of obviously talking about the ideas of what you have if you did get into the welfare role,
mm-hmm.
Sort of more sort of focused on yourself, you know, what makes you a good candidate for the position personally?
Yeah. So I'm although I seem, I'm not sure how people receive me, to be honest, because I'm quite, I'm not exactly an introvert or an extrovert.
Ambivert,
yeah, that's a good word. So I enjoy, like, talking to people, listening to people, getting their personal stories. I'm sure probably everyone says this, but I do feel like I truly understand where people are coming from, because I've, like, had friends with loads of different kinds of experience, family members going through different things, and listening to people, getting personal stories has helped me to gain a wider perspective. And I guess listening skills are so importantly talked about, like, it actually, yeah, I've actually been able to develop those over the years, and yeah, I think I'm quite an approachable, friendly person, so I hope people feel comfortable, confident, sorry, yeah.
Always handy. This is more sort of a question sort of personalised to you as a candidate. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you mentioned you was in first year.
Yeah.
Sort of, do you feel like you have enough, do you feel like you've spent enough time in the university to run for this role yet?
I'm not going to pretend that I know everything about university, because obviously I have only just, some people see as I have just arrived. But especially because I have been through the whole of semester one, and I feel like the kind of environment is exactly what I was expecting coming into the university, so nothing has shocked me, nothing has scared me or anything like that. I have felt comfortable settling in, getting to know the university, the staff, the kind of morals and grounds it runs on. I feel confident in that, and I think I have more personal experience over the years, which is more important than maybe the length of time that I spent here. Like, the quality of time that I spent over the years is probably a bigger factor.
Yeah, of course. And so, what would you say is your greatest achievement in life?
Ooh.
Very generic sort of interviewee question.
Yeah. No, sorry. I just, interesting question. My greatest achievement? I'm not sure, because for me, I know my proudest moment was not necessarily the biggest achievement in my life, but it was definitely one that I was extremely proud of myself. And it didn't, at that point, it didn't matter if anyone else really cared or not, because I was, yeah, I was so happy for myself. I like playing piano, and I've played it since I was young. And I hate performing, or used to hate performing in front of people. And one time I was playing with school with other music students who I wasn't usually, like, I'm not part of their clique, if you know what I mean. I wasn't in school particularly. So performing with them for the first time in a theatre with, I think, about 600 people, and it was just me on the piano. I was still playing with other people, but playing in front of 600 people, that freaked me out so much.
Bit spooky.
Yeah, and I was about a week from dropping out and just calling quits, and I honestly, I was in tears. I was so stressed, but I pushed through it. I made sure, I forced myself to do it. I did it, and that was the proudest I remember ever feeling of myself, that I didn't back out of it, even though I was scared.
That's very heartwarming. And so sort of, my heart a question, sort of, spa or boots?
Oh, that's the thing. I think boots do better meal deals, but you can't use your uni card there. You know your meals card, the meal bites?
Yeah, if you're in halls.
Yeah, yeah, if you're in, yeah, because I'm catered and I have a meal bites card. I do have an advantage card as well, but I want to use my meal bites. So I always go to spa, but I prefer boots, personally.
Oh, controversial. And so sort of my last sort of question to, you know, sort of round it out nicely, just very simply, is there anything else that you feel like you'd want to discuss or mention during this interview? Just sort of to get it out there, or,
yeah,
you know, do you think we've covered everything?
One of the things that they brought up in the interview for Impact was that I haven't, like, on my manifesto, it hasn't really been tailored maybe towards postgrad or mature students. That is definitely something that I do want to look at and do more research in into what affects them. So working closely with the postgrad team, alongside all the other officers like sports, liberation, I'll be doing a lot of work with them if I'm chosen to make sure that I am not closing my mind or forgetting about anyone.
This is University Radio Nottingham.